Dante, your second offseason as a member of the Cleveland Browns in the books. What was this one like compared to your first offseason here?
It was a little more laid back than the first one. The first one, players didn't know the coaches. The coaches didn't know the players. We didn't know the scheme. We didn't know what to expect. You know, this time around was a lot smoother. We were able to get out there and accomplish some good things in training camp, and hopefully they translate over to the regular season.
It's been a long time since the Browns went out and got a win in the first week of the season. What would it mean to go into New York and start this season on a positive note?
It would mean a lot to us, but still, it's just one game out of 16. And we understand to get to the playoffs, you have to win your division. That's the easiest way to get in.
Sure.
But you probably need around 10 or 11 wins to get in also. So we understand it's just one game, but, you know, we have this one circled on our calendar. It's the first one. We want to come out and prove that we have gotten better from last year, that we're determined to make the Cleveland Browns a winning organization and get to the playoffs, and no better way to do it than go to New York and get a win against the Jets.
A lot of talk's been made about how good this secondary is. It's the only secondary where every starter has appeared in a Pro Bowl at least once in their career, and three of you guys went last year, yourself, Deshaun Gibson, Joe Hayden. The Jets have a pretty good secondary. They got Revis, Cromartie, Buster Skrine, who was here last year. Do you get kind of fired up when you go, because there's been a lot of talk, who's the best secondary in the NFL, and you're going to play the Seahawks later this year, the Jets now, to go out there and make that kind of a statement as a group? Is that something you talk about in the room?
Yeah, we want to make that statement, but we don't really talk about it. We understand it is going to come down to not only individuals handling their one-on-one battles out there, but it's going to come down to communication, the team that gels together, the secondary that gels together, and see things on the run. You know, we're not really competing with the New York Jets secondary. We're competing with their wide receivers.
That's right.
But we do want to go out there and we want to play better than their secondary, and our defense wants to play better than their defense. And if we do that and we control the turnover margin, then we'll have opportunity to win this football game on the road.
What's the number one difference you see in this football team headed into week one this year as compared to the team that went into week one last year against the Steelers?
Confidence. A lot of guys have grown up over this past year. And, you know, we have a lot of veteran leadership now, guys that really want to do the right thing. They really want to make a name for themselves. But we have a bunch of guys like that on this team. And they always ask me questions about San Francisco and, you know, having so many Pro Bowlers there and, you know, winning and, you know, playing dominant defense. And it all comes down to, you know, playing with the 11 other guys out there on the football field, understanding the intricate details of what we're doing and why we're doing it, and why Jimmy is calling the type of defense that he's calling, and why he's calling certain things on certain positions of the field that'll all click us in and make us a dominant defense and get us to where we want to go. So, you know, we're ready.
Take it from the practice to the field. Gotta make them playoffs.